Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the Murder Tape Chronicles. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for crafting gripping tales, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present Hate's Hollow, a story that promises to keep you on the edge of your seat. Let's dive into this thrilling narrative together. Chapter 1, The Hollow Creed. Hate isn't something you just wake up with one day. It grows inside you like a sickness, an infection that seeps into your bones before you even know it's there. I didn't question it. It was as much a part of me as the blood in my veins. My father made sure of that. I was Dominic Kraus, son of a man who believed in the old ways, the real ways. The kind of man who spat on progress, who saw every color that wasn't his as a plague that needed to be burned out. I grew up in Hate's Hollow, a backwoods town buried so deep in the South that even the roads seemed afraid to lead outsiders in. It wasn't on most maps, and that was the way we liked it. From the moment I could walk, my father put a gun in my hands. Not a toy, not a BB gun, a real rifle. By the time I was 8, I could split a deer's skull from 50 yards out. By 12, I could do it blindfolded. "You don't shoot to wound, boy," my father told me one night, his breath heavy with whiskey as we sat out by the fire. "You shoot to end it. Make it clean, make it count, and never leave a job half done." He wasn't just talking about hunting. See, the Hollow wasn't just a town. It was a kingdom, and my father was one of its kings. He ran with the Pure Sons, a militia that didn't play dress-up like those city-slicker white supremacists who waved their little Confederate flags at rallies and cried about free speech. No, the Pure Sons were real soldiers, men who trained, who bled, who killed for what they believed in. And me, I was their legacy. The first kill. I remember my first real job. I was 19, standing outside an old gas station on the edge of town, the neon sign buzzing like an angry wasp. My father and a few of the sons were parked across the lot, watching from the shadows. "See that one?" my father had muttered, pointing toward a man filling his tank. A man whose skin wasn't the right shade for a place like this. "Yeah," I had said. "He's a fucking parasite. You know what to do." And I did. I pulled my rifle from under my coat, steadied my hands, and squeezed the trigger. The shot cracked through the night, clean and precise. The man's head snapped forward, his body collapsing against his car like a puppet with its strings cut. I didn't feel anything. Not fear, not guilt, nothing. The Hollow didn't mourn men like him. The cops barely showed up. No investigation. No questions. Just another statistic, another body in the dirt. That was the moment I knew. I wasn't just a soldier. I was a ghost, a weapon, a man who didn't exist when the sun was up but ruled the night with a trigger finger and a steady aim. The militia's creed. The Hollow had rules. The Pure Sons had laws. Loyalty above all else. Betrayal meant death. No exceptions. Purity of blood. No mixing, no sympathizing, no softness. Violence is the answer. If someone threatens the cause, they die. The Hollow comes first. No outsiders, no weakness. I lived by these laws. Bled for them. Killed for them. The Sons called me the Phantom because I never left a trace. I was the man who could slip between the trees, take a life, and be gone before the body hit the ground. They needed a politician silenced. I did it. A journalist getting too close? I handled it. A black man daring to date a white woman in our town? He never made it out. I was a monster, and I loved every fucking second of it. The Hollow's blood price. But the thing about monsters? We don't get happy endings. One night, I was out in the fields, sharpening my knives by the fire, when Luther Voss, my second in command, dropped onto the log beside me. "You ever think about getting out?" he asked, his voice low. I snorted. "Out of what?" "This life." I turned to look at him, the firelight flickering in his eyes. Luther had been my brother in arms for years. We trained together, fought together, bled together. If there was anyone I trusted, it was him. But that night, something about the way he said it didn't sit right. "Why the hell would I do that?" I asked. "I dunno," he muttered. "Just seems like a man should have a reason for all this, you know? Beyond hate. Hate is all we have," I told him. He didn't argue. But the way he looked at me, like he saw something I didn't, It stuck with me. And for the first time in my life, I wondered if there really was something else beyond Hate's Hollow. But it didn't matter. Because before I could ever find out, my son made sure I never got the chance. The day everything changed. Eli was a quiet kid. Always had been. He wasn't like me, not by a long shot. I tried to toughen him up, tried to mold him into something worthy of the Krauss name, but he never had it in him. "You're too soft," I used to tell him. "Men like us don't get to be weak." But Eli wasn't weak. Not in the way I thought. It was a Sunday afternoon when he came home from college, standing in my kitchen, wringing his hands like a nervous little girl. I knew something was off the second I saw him. "Dad," his voice cracked. "Spit it out, boy," I said, barely looking up from my beer. "I'm gay." The room went still. The words didn't make sense at first, like he had spoken in some foreign tongue. "No, you're not," I said. He just nodded. I gripped the edge of the table, my knuckles white. "You're not," I repeated. "I am." Something inside me snapped. A lifetime of training, of hate, of discipline. All of it came roaring up my throat like bile. I don't remember hitting him, but I must have. Because suddenly, he was on the floor, his nose bloody, his mother screaming at me. "Get out," I growled. "Dad," I said, "get the fuck out." Eli scrambled to his feet, his face twisted in something I couldn't place. Anger? Hurt? Pity? He left without another word. I thought that was the end of it. I was wrong. Because in Hate's Hollow, weak blood is a death sentence. And my son had just painted a target on my back. Chapter 2, The Son's Sin. They say the worst betrayals come from those closest to you. Family. Blood. I raised Eli to be strong. Or at least I tried. But strength wasn't something you could beat into a boy. It had to be in him from the start. And I should have known from the way he clung to his mother's apron strings, from the way he flinched at the crack of gunfire, from the way he never looked a man straight in the eye. He was never strong. And in Hate's Hollow, weakness was a goddamn crime. A family divided. The morning after Eli walked out of my house, my wife, Marianne, barely spoke to me. She stood by the sink, her back to me, washing dishes with slow, shaking hands. "He's our son, Dom," she said finally. Her voice was quiet, but there was an edge to it. I lit a cigarette, exhaled slow. "Not anymore." She turned then, her eyes dark with something I'd never seen before. Disgust. Hate. "You'd really throw your own flesh and blood away over this?" I slammed my fist on the table. The plates rattled. The walls shook. "This," I snarled. "This ain't some goddamn schoolyard tantrum, Marianne. Our son's a fucking abomination." She flinched. But she didn't back down. "He's still our son. Not if he's a faggot, he ain't." She stared at me like I was a stranger. Like she had just now realized who I really was. And maybe she had. "You're a monster," she whispered. I laughed bitterly. "You knew that when you married me." She didn't respond. Just turned back to the sink, scrubbing a plate that was already clean. It was the last time we spoke about Eli. The last time she looked at me like I was still her husband. The house turned cold that day. And it never warmed up again. The Hollow's judgment. Word traveled fast. By the time I made my way to the militia's compound later that night, everyone knew. I could feel their eyes on me. Judging. Whispering. Waiting. Krauss's kid's a fairy. Wonder if he knew. Maybe he's one too. I ignored them. Kept my head high. But inside, I was fucking boiling. I stormed into the meeting hall, past rows of men who had once respected me. Now, they just looked at me like I was something rotten. At the center of the room, standing behind the old oak table, was Luther Voss, my second in command. The man I trusted more than anyone. And from the look on his face, I knew that trust had just run out. "Dom," he said, his voice even. "We need to talk. The betrayal." I slammed my hands on the table. "You better not be questioning my loyalty, Voss." He didn't flinch. Just laced his fingers together, calm as a priest at a funeral. "It ain't about your loyalty," he said. "It's about your blood." "My blood." "Your boy," he clarified. "He's one of them." A low murmur rippled through the room. The Hollow had no place for men like Eli. No tolerance for weakness. Perverts. Defilers. "I already cut him off," I snapped. "He's dead to me." Voss studied me. And that was the moment I knew. He had already made up his mind. "It ain't enough, Dom," he said. "The council's been talking. We can't have tainted blood in our ranks." My heart slammed against my ribs. "You think I'd betray the sons for him?" I spat. "You think I'm weak?" Voss exhaled through his nose. "No," he said slowly. but the others ain't so sure. And if they ain't sure, then we got a problem. I clenched my fists. So what then? What are you saying? I'm saying we need to fix this before it gets worse. I stared at him. I knew what he meant. They didn't just want me to cut ties. They wanted blood. You want me to kill my own son? I said flatly. Voss didn't answer. He didn't need to. A dead man's choice. I walked out of that hall feeling like the ground had been ripped out from under me. The hollow had been my home. My kingdom. My goddamn religion. And now. Now they wanted my own son's blood as an offering. I sat in my truck, staring at my hands. Hands that had pulled the trigger 100 times. Hands that had taken lives without hesitation. Could I do it? Could I kill my own flesh and blood to prove my loyalty? The old me would have. The man my father raised would have. But now, I wasn't so sure. And in Hate's Hollow, hesitation was a death sentence. The warning. I found Eli at a cheap motel on the edge of town. His car was parked outside, stuffed full of clothes and boxes, like he had been ready to leave. Good. I didn't knock. Just kicked the door in and stormed inside. Eli jumped up from the bed, eyes wide with terror. Dad, what the hell? You need to leave. I cut him off. Now. I was about to. No, I growled. I mean leave. For good. Go somewhere they can't find you. Eli's face twisted. Who's they? I grabbed his shoulders, shaking him. The Hollow. The militia. The same men who trained me to be a goddamn killer. His breath hitched. They're coming for me. It wasn't a question. They want you dead. For a second, he didn't move. Didn't blink. Then slowly, his expression hardened. And what about you? He asked. Are you here to kill me too? The words hit me harder than any bullet. No, I said, voice raw. I'm here to save you. I had never seen Eli cry before. Not when he was a kid. Not even when I had beaten him bloody. But that night, tears rolled down his face. Why now? He choked. Why are you saving me now? I didn't have an answer. Because the truth was, I didn't know. The escape. I gave him money. Told him to run. Told him to never come back. But the problem with running? It only works if no one's watching. And I should have known better. Because when I stepped back outside, Luther Voss was waiting, a rifle in his hands, a dozen men standing behind him. And from the look in his eyes, I was already a dead man. Chapter 3, The Judas Blood. Betrayal has a taste. It's bitter, like copper on the tongue. Like the first punch to the gut when you realize the knife isn't just in your back. It's twisting, and the hands holding it belong to the men you once called brothers. Luther stood in front of me, calm, composed, his rifle slung over his shoulder, like he wasn't about to kill me where I stood. The others flanked him, a dozen sons dressed in militia gear, men I had trained, men I had fought beside, men who had already decided my fate. Dom, Luther said, his voice flat. You should have let us handle this. I glanced at the motel behind me. Eli was still inside. He had no idea that outside this door, his father was about to be executed in the dirt like a goddamn traitor. I did what needed to be done, I said. Luther sighed, shaking his head. No, you didn't. You warned him. You let him run. And now? He took a step closer. Now we gotta clean up your mess. I didn't hesitate. I reached for my gun. But I was too slow. Luther had his rifle up before I could even get my hand to my hip. A shot cracked through the air. Pain exploded in my shoulder. I staggered back, my vision blurring. The force knocked me off my feet, sending me sprawling in the motel parking lot. I gritted my teeth against the agony, gripping my shoulder. Blood seeped through my fingers. Luther walked toward me, slow and steady. You always said weakness was a disease, Dom. He tilted his head. Guess you finally caught it. I clenched my jaw. Fucking bastard. The others surrounded me now. I was trapped, bleeding, unarmed. And for the first time in my life, I was afraid. The price of loyalty. I struggled to my knees, but a boot slammed into my ribs, knocking the breath from my lungs. You don't look so tough now, one of them sneered. I coughed, spitting blood onto the pavement. Kraus, Luther sighed. You should have let us handle your boy. I forced a laugh, though my ribs screamed in protest. Yeah, and what would you have done, Voss? Put a bullet in the back of his head while he was sleeping. Luther shrugged. Maybe. Maybe we would have made an example out of him instead. Hung him from the old oak. Sent a message. My stomach turned. They weren't just here to kill me. They were here for Eli. A son's fate. Footsteps. Heavy boots on pavement. The bastards were moving toward the motel door. I felt something in my chest tighten, something I didn't want to name. Leave him, I snarled. Luther knelt beside me, gripping my chin, forcing me to meet his eyes. You don't get to make demands anymore, Dom, he murmured. Fuck you, I spat. His grip tightened. See, that's the problem, Kraus, he whispered. You forgot who you are. You forgot what we are. And for what? Some faggot who ain't ever gonna be one of us. I lunged at him, a last, desperate move. But another boot cracked against my skull, sending me sprawling again. My vision went white. The last warning. I heard the motel door creak open. Eli's voice, shaky, confused. Dad. Luther's men grabbed him before he even had time to run. Let him go. I roared, fighting against the weight of my own failing body. Luther ignored me. He turned to Eli instead, looking him up and down like he was something to be inspected. You don't look like much, he said. Eli's breath was ragged. I could see it in his eyes, fear. Pure, unfiltered terror. Please, Eli whispered. Please don't do this. Luther smiled. See, that's the thing about your kind, he mused. Always begging. I pushed myself up, my shoulder on fire, my ribs screaming. You kill him, I rasped, and I swear to God, I will end every last one of you. Luther turned back to me, amused. You're already dead, Dom, he said simply. I didn't have time to process it before the butt of his rifle cracked against my skull. And then, everything went black. The cold awakening. I woke up in a cage. My head was pounding. My shoulder was burning. My wrists were bound behind me with thick rope, my body slumped against the cold metal bars. The room was dim. The air was thick with smoke, sweat, gasoline. And then I heard it. Screaming. Eli's screaming. I snapped awake, jerking against my restraints. The screaming was coming from outside. The scent of burning would fill my nostrils. Fire. And then I realized where I was. The chapel. The goddamn Pure Sun's chapel. The judgment of hate. The doors were wide open, flames licking at the edges of the wooden walls. And in the middle of the chaos, Eli was tied to the flagpole, surrounded by the sons. And Luther? Luther was standing at the altar, arms spread, like some twisted priest delivering his final sermon. Brothers, his voice echoed. The hollow does not abide weakness. The hollow does not suffer corruption. The sons cheered. This boy, Luther continued, gesturing to Eli, is a stain on our legacy, a disease in our bloodline. And how do we deal with disease? We burn it, the crowd roared. My stomach turned to ice. I thrashed against my bindings, my voice raw. Luther, don't you fucking dare. But he wasn't listening. Tonight, we send a message. Luther bellowed. To those who would betray us. To those who would defile our sacred blood. Hate's hollow will not be tainted. He pulled a matchbook from his pocket. Held it high. Lit a single match. Eli's eyes found mine in the chaos. He wasn't crying. He wasn't begging. He just looked at me. And I saw it in his eyes. He had already accepted that he was going to die. The final move. Something snapped inside me. I had spent my whole life taking orders. Killing without question. Hating without reason. But in that moment, all of it burned away. I surged forward, ignoring the pain, slamming my shoulder against the metal bars with everything I had. The cage rattled. Once. Twice. Then gave. The bars cracked just enough for me to squeeze through. A guard turned too late. I lunged, snapping his neck in one clean twist. I grabbed his gun, raised it, and pulled the goddamn trigger. The slaughter. The first bullet hit Luther in the chest. The second blew his fucking head apart. Then, all hell broke loose. I didn't stop. Didn't hesitate. I was the Phantom of Hate's Hollow, and tonight, I was putting my own goddamn army in the ground. Blood sprayed the chapel walls. Screams filled the air. Men dropped like cattle. And when it was over, I was the only one left standing. I staggered toward Eli, cutting him loose. He collapsed into my arms, shaking, but alive. We didn't say anything. We just ran. And behind us, Hate's Hollow burned. Chapter 4, The Burning Cross. Fire has a sound. It breathes like a living thing, whispering and crackling as it eats everything in its path. The chapel was an inferno behind us, thick black smoke curling into the night sky, flames licking at the wooden beams like hungry tongues. The heat pressed against my back, a reminder that I had done the one thing that couldn't be undone. I had burned Hate's Hollow to the ground. But it wasn't over. Not yet. I grabbed Eli by the arm, hauling him forward through the thick woods that lined the outskirts of town. We had to keep moving. had to get as far away as possible before the remaining sons regrouped. Because they would. And when they did, they'd be coming for blood. The escape route. We stumbled through the trees, my breath coming in ragged bursts. My shoulder was still bleeding. The bullet wound from Luther's rifle was a goddamn brand on my flesh, a constant reminder of how close I'd come to dying. Eli was shaking. His face was pale, his hands trembling. I wanted to tell him to pull himself together, to be strong, but what the hell could I say? He had just watched me slaughter a dozen men. His father. The same man who had once told him he wasn't a son worth keeping. "Where are we going?" he finally managed to ask. His voice was hoarse, raw from screaming. "We need a car," I said, scanning the dark woods for a sign of the old highway. "We get the hell out of this town, we disappear." "Disappear?" He let out a hollow laugh. "You really think they're just gonna let us go?" He was right. They wouldn't. I had spent years hunting down men who had betrayed the Hollow. I knew the way the sons thought, the way they operated. There were no loose ends in our world. And now, I was the loose end. A deal with the devil. The highway wasn't far, a thin strip of cracked asphalt cutting through the woods like an old scar. And parked at the edge of it, a truck. Not just any truck. Mitch Calloway's truck. My gut twisted. Mitch was an old associate of mine. A smuggler. A man who had no loyalty except to money and blood. If anyone in the Hollow knew how to get out of town unnoticed, it was him. But there was a problem. Mitch was just as dangerous as the sons. "Stay here," I muttered to Eli as I stepped toward the vehicle. "Dad," I said, "stay." I approached the truck slow, my grip tight on the stolen pistol at my hip. If Mitch had already heard what happened at the chapel, this was going to get ugly. I knocked on the driver's side window. A second later, the barrel of a shotgun was aimed right at my face. "Jesus Christ, Kraus," Mitch muttered, lowering the weapon slightly. "What the fuck did you do?" I exhaled through my nose. "I need a way out of town." Mitch studied me, his dark eyes flicking toward Eli, who was still standing in the shadows. "That your boy?" "Yeah," Mitch snorted. "He the reason you decided to go full kamikaze on your own damn people?" I didn't answer. Because I didn't know. Mitch sighed, rubbing a hand over his face. "You really think there's a way out of this, Kraus?" "There has to be." He gave me a long, hard look. Then he nodded toward the back of his truck. "Get in." A bloodstained road. The engine rumbled as we tore down the highway, the Hollow shrinking behind us in the rearview mirror. My body ached, exhaustion weighing on my bones, but I couldn't rest. Not yet. Eli sat beside me, staring at the road ahead like he was seeing a ghost. "Where are we going?" he asked again. "South," Mitch answered. "I know a guy in Louisiana. He'll get you new names, clean papers. You disappear, just like you want." I nodded. It was the only option we had. But something still didn't sit right in my gut. I had been in this world too long to believe in clean getaways. And I was right. Because 20 minutes later, the roadblock appeared. The ambush. Headlights flared in the distance, a row of pickup trucks parked across the highway like a steel barricade. Men stood in front of them, rifles in hand, waiting. Waiting for us. "Shit," Mitch muttered, slamming on the brakes. The truck skidded to a stop, the tires screeching against the pavement. I reached for my gun. Eli sucked in a sharp breath. "Dad, stay low." I pushed the door open, stepping out onto the asphalt. The night was thick with tension. The sun stood in the glow of their headlights, their faces blank, expressionless. And in the center of them, Luther Voss. I felt my stomach twist. I had put a bullet through his chest. I had watched him fall. But there he was, standing, smiling. And I realized my mistake. I hadn't checked the body. The last stand. "Dominic Kraus," Luther called out. His voice was almost friendly. "You really thought you could kill me?" I tightened my grip on the pistol. "Should have put another in your head." He chuckled. "Yeah, you should have." I scanned the scene. 15 men. All armed. If I started shooting, it wouldn't be a fight. It would be a goddamn execution. "Let us go, Voss," I said, voice low. "It's over." "No, Dom," he murmured. "It ain't over. Not yet." He nodded toward Eli. "Hand over the boy." My jaw clenched. I knew this was coming. "Ain't gonna happen," I said. "Then you die here." I glanced back at Eli. His hands were clenched into fists. He was terrified, but he was ready. "Dad," he whispered. "We can't win this." "Maybe not," I muttered. "But we can take a few of these bastards with us." Luther sighed. "Last chance, Kraus." I raised my gun, and the world erupted into gunfire. blood in the dirt. The first bullet caught Mitch in the throat. He dropped without a sound. The second ripped through my side, white-hot pain bursting through my ribs. Eli dove for cover, scrambling behind the truck. I fired wildly, dropping two men before I had to duck. Luther's voice rang out. Kill them both. And I knew. This was it. The Hollow wasn't going to let me go. Not alive. The last sacrifice. I turned to Eli. Run. Dad. Run. He hesitated. Only for a second. Then he ran. I turned back to the sons, my gun raised. And I did the only thing I could do. I held the line. Chapter 5. Hate's Final Breath. There comes a moment when a man knows he's already dead. It ain't the bullets tearing through his flesh. It ain't the blood pooling at his feet. It's the realization, the quiet, brutal certainty, that the fight is lost. And yet, there I stood, bleeding in the dirt, refusing to fall. The Hollow wanted me dead, but I wasn't gonna die easy. Not before Eli was safe. Not before I took as many of these bastards with me as I could. The last stand. Gunfire ripped through the night. The air stank of smoke and blood. The truck was riddled with holes, sparks flying as bullets chewed through metal. I crouched behind it, reloading with shaking hands. Come on, Kraus. Luther's voice cut through the chaos. Mocking. Amused. Ain't no point in dragging this out. You're outnumbered, outgunned. You got nowhere to run. I spat blood onto the pavement. Then come finish it, you coward. A laugh. A goddamn chuckle. Oh, Dom. You really think this ends with you? Nah, brother. This ends when your son's cold in the ground. That's the price for your sins. Rage boiled up inside me, white hot and blinding. He wasn't just here to kill me. He wanted Eli. I wasn't gonna let that happen. I couldn't. I took a deep breath, gritted my teeth, and moved. The slaughter. I came out fast, gun up, firing before they could react. The first shot caught a man in the throat. He gurgled, clutching his neck as he crumpled to the ground. The second took another bastard between the eyes. Two down. 13 left. I ran for the tree line. Bullets whizzed past me, one grazing my ribs, another tearing through my thigh. Pain seared through my body, but I didn't stop. I couldn't afford to. I made it to cover, my back against a thick oak, my chest heaving. My vision blurred from blood loss, but I forced myself to stay upright. Fucking find him. Luther roared. He doesn't leave this road alive. I wiped sweat from my brow, smearing blood across my face. They were coming. I had one magazine left. And that meant I had to make every shot count. A son's return. I was down to my last bullet when I heard it. A gunshot. But not from me. Not from the sons. From behind them. A man screamed. Another fell, his body hitting the pavement with a dull thud. Luther spun, eyes wide. And that's when I saw him. Eli. Standing in the shadows, a rifle in his shaking hands. His face was pale, but his grip was steady. You little shit. Luther bellowed, raising his gun. I didn't think. I acted. With the last of my strength, I lunged. Luther turned just as I crashed into him, slamming him onto the ground. His gun went off, the shot missing by inches. We hit the dirt hard, grappling like wild animals. Fists, elbows, teeth. There were no rules now. I got my hands around his throat, squeezing with everything I had left. You think you can kill my boy? I snarled. His face turned red. He clawed at my arms, thrashing beneath me. But I didn't let go. Not until his body went limp. Not until Luther Voss was dead. The cost of freedom. Silence. The sons were gone. The ones who weren't dead had fled. I knelt there, panting, bleeding, broken. Eli was staring at me, rifle still clutched in his hands. His chest rose and fell in sharp, ragged breaths. Dad. His voice was barely a whisper. I tried to stand, and collapsed. Everything went dark. The road to nowhere. I woke up in a moving car. My body ached. My head was swimming. The scent of blood and gunpowder lingered in the air. Eli was driving. Where? My throat was raw, my voice barely there. We're almost to the state line, Eli said, his hands tight on the wheel. You passed out. You lost a lot of blood. I closed my eyes. We made it. The Hollow was behind us. The sons were dead. Luther was gone. But the weight in my chest didn't lift. Because deep down I knew it wasn't over. It never would be. The final choice. We stopped at an old gas station just past the border. Eli helped me inside, supporting most of my weight. We need to get you to a hospital, he muttered. I shook my head. Can't. Dad. They'll find us. Eli exhaled sharply, raking a hand through his hair. So what then? We just keep running forever. I stared at him. He was tired, worn down. He had lost everything because of me. And that's when I knew what I had to do. I reached into my jacket, pulled out a thick wad of cash. I shoved it into his hands. Take this, I said. Go south. Find a place. Start over. His brows furrowed. What about you? I forced a smirk. I got unfinished business. His face twisted. No. No, fuck that, you're not. Eli. I gripped his shoulder. You don't owe me anything. You never did. I ain't been a good father. I ain't been much of anything. But this. I swallowed hard. This is the one thing I can do right. Tears welled in his eyes. Dad. Go, son. His jaw clenched. And for the first time, he looked like a man. Then, with a slow nod, he took the cash, turned, and walked away. The last breath of hate. I watched him go. Watched as the car disappeared down the road, swallowed by the night. And then, I lit a cigarette, sat on the curb, and waited. Waited for the hollow to send the next wave. Waited for the final bullet with my name on it. Because no matter how far you run, you can't outrun the things you've done. And I had done plenty. The end.